Hello, hello, hello.
I know it's been a minute, but I am back. First and foremost, let me just say, welcome back to another amazing episode of Down and Dirty, the podcast. And second, I'm alone today. I'm alone today. I am going to try an episode by myself. I think that sometimes when you are doing podcasts that involve a guest, it can be very hard to create a schedule when you are still in a place where other responsibilities require your attention. So, for example, I have a full-time job, and the people that I would love to have on my podcast all have full-time jobs, different things going on. Maybe they work a lot, maybe they're in school and they work, maybe they have children, maybe they're planning a wedding. I mean, it could be a million and one things. And I think lately life has been lifing everyone. So these past few months, the last time that I posted was June 30th, and today it is October 35th. It is also, I mean, it is October 25th, and it is also a very special person's birthday today. So happy birthday to my girl Rachel. She is somebody that has stepped into my life this year, and I cannot wait to have her on the pod. Believe me, we have tried to plan it, but schedules just don't seem to match. However, the day that I get her on, it will be a great episode. So, Rachel, happy birthday. The whole saying thing has got to go. But like I was saying, my last post was June 30th, and we have gone through almost 4 months of not being on the pod. But let me tell you something. I have had the best 4 months of my life. And that sounds dramatic, but I literally mean it. This year as a whole has been very amazing, empowering year. I feel very mature. I feel very grown. And I don't mean grown in the sense of we just how we throw that word around. I mean, I feel grown up. I feel very more serious to what used to be kind of like unserious situations. So that being said, these last 4 months, I've had the chance to think a lot and observe a lot, learn a lot, come to terms with a lot. And I feel like sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and we want to execute something a certain way. But why is it that I can't do the pod alone sometimes? I get it's very interview like, but I also have things to say. I also have moments that I want to vent. And if anyone knows me, I am voice note queen. I mean, if there's a throne for that, I need to be inducted as queen immediately. Because my friends know that I love myself a good voice note. I love to update them in voice notes. And a lot of the times when they listen to my podcast episodes, they will tell me that that they feel like I'm just texting them and they're listening to one of my voice notes. And trust me, they can get a little long. I feel like I can hear all my friends just commenting, yeah, girl, they are long. But anyways, guys, in these last 4 months, I mean, work has been great. I've been gymming. I have such a great relationship with food. I have traveled. Yeah, I mean, it's just been fun. It was a great summer. I definitely enjoyed my summer. I have enjoyed my fall so far, and I'm getting ready. My birthday is in just a couple months, maybe even less than that. And then that's the end of the year. And I'm very, very, very proud of this year. I can't say that enough. Now, with all that being said, we have to talk. There is a lot to talk about. There have been things on my mind, and this is going to be our first time doing this together. It's me on the mic. It's you listening. Nobody else is here. So if you tune in until the end, congratulations. You have completely and officially been accepted into my life. Because if you can listen to me yap for this long, then that's sensational, honestly. So yeah, let's get started on a few of the topics that I want to talk about. And the first one is going to be grieving friendships. So, you know, when you grow up, people always say, you win some, you lose some. Not everyone's going to be around. Friends come and go. And it is very true. That is very, very true. And it may be hard to understand that as you're going through life and as you're aging and understanding you, yourself, and the people around you. I said you, yourself, and the people around you. And understanding yourself and the people around you, then you start to realize that these things are true. And maybe sometimes it can be your fault. Maybe sometimes it could be their fault. But at the end of the day, someone chooses to not show up anymore for that person, whether it be a relationship, a friend, a situationship, I mean, whatever it is these days. I have felt that a lot lately. I think there are honestly quite a few people that I do not talk to anymore. But I will always, always appreciate the good that came with that person. Even if there are rough endings, or if there was an understood ending, or if there was an ending that just kind of happened, I have come to terms with those relationships that are no longer around me. And I'm always wishing that person well. I know that they were in my life for a reason. I know that I learned from them, maybe good and bad things, but maybe they had the same experience with me, right? I think accountability is a big part of that. That's really what gives you the peace to be able to accept that certain people aren't going to be around you, and that is okay. But it took a while because I tend to be a big people pleaser, and not me currently, but I would say me before the person that I have evolved to be these days. I kind of thought like I could do no wrong, you know? Like I'm a great friend, I can do no wrong, I'm always there. But you learn as you go that we can be very heavily flawed sometimes, and we have to accept that and we have to fix that. I'm not gonna sit here and say that I have been a perfect friend in any shape and form because I have not. I am guilty of lying. I am guilty of oversharing. I am guilty of maybe not showing up when I needed to show up. And I think a lot of us, or some of us, can relate to that. And it's okay, because we're humans and we're constantly changing. And the power in that is to really be able to analyze yourself and fix what is no good. What is no good for you, and what is no good for the people around you. And a lot of us need to take that accountability and make those changes, because most of the times when someone really cares about you and they tell you something that you did wrong or something that made them feel like crap, something is wrong within you. Something is not, it's not being received by the people around you in a good way. And that's not good. Because kindness and being genuine and being loyal and being truthful is very important in life. Because when you're not those things, it exhausts you. It's like this overweighing, or it's like this overpowering energy, like dark cloud that just weighs heavy on you all the time, all the time. Even if you don't see it for what it is, it's always there. You feel it. And the quicker we get out of that is the quicker that we can progress in life. So grieving friendships has definitely been something tough for me. Also grieving what friendships used to be. Like, for example, my best friend, and not even just her, but a few of my best friends have children, and honestly all of them who am I kidding I am surrounded by little beans, but I love all of them. I've had a hard time experiencing the difference with my friendships now that a lot of people have children. Because it really becomes lonely. Not that I can't hang out with my friends who have kids. I definitely do. And I never mind having the kids around. But there are moments where you think about the freedom and the ability that we had to do certain things and get certain things done without having the children with us. So, for example, my best friend and I, one thing that we love to do is go to Hoboken, whether it's to have insomnia or eat at Bazil's Pizza, because if you know, you know. And if you don't know, you need to go know. So you need to go know. You need to go now. Oh my God, put me in the studio. That was crazy. But yeah, I've had a hard time just seeing the difference in the friendship. I miss her a lot. We used to be able to talk 24/7, and it just becomes kind of lonely. You know, you kind of just sit around sometimes and you want to do certain things, but you know that maybe they're not able to, or it could be for a million things, right? They have something to do, or they're just tired, which is valid, or the baby's sick, so obviously can't do that. But it all comes with life. Like, this is all a part of life. And I'm okay with it. It just is definitely something that you grieve, and something that makes you feel sad. It makes you feel sad. And yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about that. I mean, we just have to adapt, right? Like, that's the whole point of life is to adapt. So I'm adapting. But that's not to say that I don't miss, you know, maybe certain people or certain moments that we used to share. Because not for nothing, but I've shared some dope moments with all the people who may not be in my life no longer. Whether it was a vacation, an adventure, a hangout, a joke. I mean, it's endless. But the good thing is that I know everyone is definitely doing well. And that's all you could ever want for people, right? Because it's not just about me winning. It's about you winning and everyone winning. And that doesn't have to be financially. It's not all about money. It just means that you win at life. Because if you have peace with your life, you won. You know, if you can live day to day and feel good about you and the things around you, then you won. But it's very hard to get there. So grieving friendships definitely has been something I've felt in 2025, something that I've felt being now 27 and looking back and realizing that the room of the people in my life looks so different from what the room looked like 5 years ago. And that's all on that. Moving on to politics. Okay, listen. Somebody tell me what is going on. What is going on? I will be the first to say that I do not pay enough attention to politics. I don't really sit there and read articles. I don't watch news channels. I'm going to keep it honest. I see what I see on either X or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, word of mouth. I don't really dive into it, and I want to dive into it, but then there's this part that I can't even talk because there's so much that comes into my mind when I say the word politics. It has, the media just has us completely, completely, completely brainwashed. Humanity as a whole, it's crazy the things that people think, the things that people are capable of saying out loud. It is crazy to see the climate that we are in, like the current state of this country, of this world, because it's not just politics in America, it's politics all around us, right? Like, I'm a Colombian citizen, I was born there, and I was raised here. Shout out to me, I'm an American citizen now too, almost a year. What a big blessing that is, honestly. Shout out to everyone who has crossed that line. And no, I didn't mean to say border, I meant to say line. Shout out to everyone that crossed that line and got to the finish line, honestly, and was able to feel that feeling, even if it doesn't make you feel super proud, because the current country that America is, it's still such a big accomplishment and such a big relief. So yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to everyone. Politics, definitely, we need to do something. I mean, it's really up to us, right? It's up to us, us young people, and even the people younger than us. We need to be the future of life. It's us. We are going to be the people that, you know, hopefully, God willingly, we live these next, let's see, 60 years. That would be amazing to live a whole life. So yeah, I don't know how we can start, what we can do, but conversations when it comes to politics need to be handled differently. They need to be discussed better. We need to learn to listen, and we need to learn to agree to disagree, because we don't all have to think the same things. You know, maybe you're not left or right. Maybe you're very left, or maybe you're very right. To be honest, whoever it is, I'm always willing to hear someone out for what they believe in, because that's their own perspective. They are their own person, and that's it. So I'm definitely trying to get better at the whole politics conversation. I need to inform myself better. I know we have governor elections very soon in New Jersey, and I need to make a decision. I live in this state. I don't see myself moving out of this state anytime soon. I've lived here my whole life. I really want to vote within my county, within my state. I really want to be involved. And when I have children one day, I want to be able to teach them how to go about this political journey of informing yourself and making your own decision and being okay with whatever decision you make, regardless of what people around you may think or feel. A lot of the people around me are older adults, and they teach me a lot. They have lived through more than one presidential election, and they have been able to, well, not even just presidential election, elections in general. So they've lived a whole life doing it. And it's sad that a lot of them may be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and they're experiencing this type of world that we are in. But they have provided me with a lot of wisdom. I always enjoy listening to their debates, their thoughts, their feelings. So I think we all need to start doing that. And the conversations in the rooms that we are in need to be about bigger things and things that actually matter and things that are going to feed your mind and make you a better person. Because we need better people. We do not have enough good people in this world right now. And that is why it seems like humanity is losing everything. Because we are losing our minds. So, yeah, I'm always down. If you want to DM me, or if you know me and you want to hit me up and you want to come on the pod and debate some political views or just shout out your views, I am more than welcome to listen, to question. It's the world we live in. We need to do better. And I'm speaking to everyone that's around my age or in their early 30s or younger than me. So let's definitely do better as a society when it comes to politics. It could all be a scam to you. It could be this legal gang. It kind of is. But unfortunately, it's our form of government. Like, that is what was created and what has been accepted and what is going to continue. So yeah, that's where I'll leave that. Politics, definitely. It just sucks that you can't have conversations with people about it, or that people are walking away from other people's lives because of it. You know, whether it's that your friend befriended you, or your boyfriend or girlfriend left you, or your family member stopped talking to you, whatever it is, that's unreal. You know, people don't deserve to just have the door closed on them because they voiced their opinion. It didn't change who they were. They are who they are, and they think what they think. But if you've spent an X amount of time with someone, their political views is not changing them, right? Like, that would be kind of crazy. So I just want to be able to ask questions and share my views and not be completely shut down or just forced into thinking what the other person wants me to think, or just to be made feel like crap because you feel the way you feel. Everyone's opinion matters. Everyone's opinion matters. And that's that. Next up, we have selfishness. Okay, so if you recall earlier in the pod, I mentioned how I can be a people pleaser. I put a lot of pressure on myself to try and be there for everyone all the time. And I think this year has been the first year, to be honest, that I have been very selfish. I have been selfish with my emotions, my time, my money, my goals, everything, my family, everything, everything that embodies me. This year, I have been a very selfish individual, but all with good intention, right? I'm not being selfish to hurt others. I'm being selfish because for the first time in my life, and you know what? This goes with my next two topics. So we're just going to combine them. We're going to talk about selfishness, control of your own life, and self-identity. Those three things is what I have accomplished and what I have finally felt this year in my 27th year of living as a human being. I have finally been selfish because I needed to, because I need to just focus on me and my family. Because I need to focus on what I want to do, the things I want to accomplish, the things that really matter. But for the first part of it, I felt a little guilty. I felt like I wasn't doing enough for the people around me. It felt like I was very absent. And I would beat myself up about it. And I remember if you listen to my last episode, it was with one of my friends who I call Twin, but her name is Ariana. I remember sending Twin a bunch of voice notes, and I was crying. I was crying because I felt like I was being so selfish that I have been so MIA. I haven't been able to fly and see a couple friends that I have been dying to see for so long now. I have a flight pending in Cali. I have a flight now pending in North Carolina. I have three different stops to make in Florida. And I really wanted to accomplish that this year. And when I didn't make my way to them, and still have not, I felt like crap. But I have just had a lot going on. And I've built a routine for myself this year that I love. I love my job. I love going to the gym. I love taking me time. I love maybe just hanging out with one other person and doing different types of things. I have changed. I'm into different things. I want to be around certain people. I want to be able to talk about certain things and the room be okay with whatever I want to talk about. So it's okay to be selfish. And we need to be selfish. We spend so much time sometimes being consumed by everybody else's life, or we spend so much time with someone and they consume our lives so much that we deserve to be selfish for our own betterment. And this year, honestly, I have felt so free from the shackles of all the bad energy that was around me. because there are certain relationships that were serving no good purpose. It was just a continuous toxic cycle of the same things over and over and over again. But who's to blame? I am to blame, right? Like, we are to blame our own selves because we attract everything that comes into our lives and we allow everything that happens in our lives. So it's always on us first. Having control of your own life is essential for becoming a successful or just a wise, strong person, or all three, or everything. It's, you have to have control of your own life. You have to live for the things that you want to do. You have to be okay with being on your own. And you have to love yourself. I think that is the most cliche piece of advice that we hear our entire lives. But guys, they're not kidding. They were never kidding. Every person who ever said that to you, if you've ever heard that, is not lying to you. You need to love yourself. I finally love myself. And I can say that. And it's crazy that I can say that because I really have not been able to say that for the longest. I didn't recognize who I was. I feel like my identity has been all over the place. I've been living for other people. I have just been doing all the wrong things, honestly. And I want to say I've been doing all the wrong things, but for the past year and 2 months, I have been doing all the right things. And my life, I have full control of it. Everything is on my terms. It's what I want to allow and what I don't want to allow. I have this wonderful bond with my family that is my team. And for all those people that one day told me that I do too much for my family, I feel like I don't do enough, truthfully, because how dare you say that to someone, right? Like, or I've heard, you know, your siblings are your mom's kids. That's her responsibility. Right. But why is it that I can't cater to my mother 150,000%? And help her out in any way, shape, or form. If she had me at 21 and literally gave up everything just to make sure my dreams came true. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. And I don't even feel like it's a question of, oh, you don't owe her that. Right? I don't owe her anything. She doesn't owe me anything. I choose to do what I do for her. I choose to be there for my siblings the way that I am. Because my family is my team. My family is all I have. My family is and are the only people who will always accept me with open arms, no matter what. And who will always respect me and who will always love me and who will actually care about me. That is mom, dad, sister, brother. That's it. That's all I got. So I will do the most for them and I will be so selfish with everything else and my family will be first until the day that I am no longer here. Because that's the only way. Family is the only way. And nowadays, we have way too many broken families, and that's what the problem is. But that's a whole separate discussion. I've felt control of my life, is what I want to say. And I finally have my own identity. It's not what a boy wants me to be, because that's what he likes and that's what makes him feel good. It's not what my mom or what my dad imagined for me. No, it's Yancy. Like, this is it. This is her. This is what she does. This is what she likes. And you either take that or you leave. Because that's just life. So that has provided me with a lot of peace. Having my own identity, loving my routine, having control over my life, and being selfish has really, really, really taught me a thing or two. And it's made me so wise, and it's giving me so much peace. But truthfully, and now we're going to go into our last and final topic. I have had a lot of peace because God really is the answer. And you can have your own beliefs. I am not about to preach. I am not about to read you the Bible. I just want to tell you what I feel. And I hope that's okay with you. I have immense tranquility and peace over me because of my faith and because of what I have come to terms with and what I understand. My view on religion is not something that I will discuss on this episode of the podcast. I feel like I need to discuss that with someone else who may be in faith or may not be in faith. Either or would be a great discussion to have. But yeah, God is the way. He is the way. I honestly could talk forever about what it is to me, what I've felt, what I have witnessed, what I don't know. It's a lot. It's a heavy loaded conversation, especially because I know that a lot of the people around me, we're all in different spaces with it. Like, some people may be more dedicated, some people may not be dedicated at all, some people may be halfway dedicated. Like, everyone is in a different space with it. So it's kind of interesting, actually, that there's so many differentiating views on the topic. But honestly, it sounds like religion. All I will say is I wouldn't be here if it weren't for my faith. I have grasped onto that very, very tightly. I am trying to understand and trying to just live righteously. Like, that's really it, right? To me, that's really what it is. It's just being a good person and being righteous and at least making the effort every day to be better and to not fall into old habits and things that don't fulfill you. I can talk about that on a separate episode, but I do just want to say that I'm very, very grateful, thankful, and just overwhelmed by the love that has me and my family so grounded. And I feel like that is because we have centered our life with God in the sense of us being good people. Like, we just try to be as best as we can with people around us, with each other. And life has felt very aligned, very aligned. So it's a very, it can be a very beautiful thing when you and you understand it. It can also be something that you think is weird and you don't understand it. And that is fine. Because we can agree to disagree. And that's just life. But I'm going to start closing out the episode. And I just want to say, I'm really meant to be on this mic. I really, 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 truly feel it and support it. And I'm very excited for where this podcast will go. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope I kept you pretty entertained, and I hope you paid attention. And if you're listening, just know that I am so thankful for you, for actually taking the time to listen to me talk about the things that I want to talk about. Like, thank you. Thank you for that. I strongly feel like we need to bring back and continue to work on bringing back the art of conversation and listening, turning on our listening ears. 20s can be rough. 20s can be beautiful. They can be confusing. I just know that we are all going through something, but let's be a community. Let's be a village. Let's do it together. Let's uplift each other. Spread a lot of love and do the right thing. So that being said, thank you so, so much for tuning in. I hope that whatever day you are listening to this, you have a beautiful day, a beautiful rest of your week. I hope you think about some of the things that I said. And hey, the Instagram is Down and Dirty the Podcast. DM me if you want to come on the show, if you want to send me suggestions, critiques, whatever it is, the door is open. Just enter at your own risk. Just kidding. But yeah, thank you guys. This felt really good being back on the mic. I'm definitely so, so, so excited, and I can't wait to bring you guys some visuals. It's all in the works, and we got this. So have a great time. Thanks for coming to my yap.